surrender in southern Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The soldiers who remain holed up in the bowels of an abandoned steel plant in Mariupol will continue to fight the Russians as long as they're alive. That's according to Reuters.
Ukrainian officials believe Russia's military will escalate their attacks if a victory can't be claimed in Mariupol by Monday. Over the past few days, the Russians ran through a rehearsal for their Victory Day celebrations in the capital with fighter jets overhead and troops in the street. Russian President Putin is looking to project an image of strength here. And several times today here in the capital of Kyiv, we have heard air raid sirens warning civilians here to get underground and get to safety.
Fox's Trey Yingst. In the Luhansk region of Ukraine, some 60 people are feared dead after Russian forces bombed a school. The building where people were hiding in a basement has been reduced to scorched rubble. In the U.S., abortion rights advocates are planning more protests. Their anger is over a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade.
Calls today were made for protesters to rally both in and outside of Catholic churches. Six of the nine justices either are Catholic or were raised so. And the group Ruth sent us, well, they tweeted this: stuff your rosaries and your weaponized prayer. We will remain outraged after this weekend, so keep praying. We'll be burning the Eucharist to show our disgust for the abuse Catholic churches have condoned for centuries.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. The homes of high court justices are also being targeted. Hong Kong is getting a new leader. John Lee, who oversaw the crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement, was elected by a largely pro-Beijing committee. Lee will take over for Carrie Lam on July 1st. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another test for former President Trump as another state prepares to hold primary elections.
Few states supported former President Trump as much as West Virginia. Now Trump is weighing in on a House race, pitting a pair of incumbents against each other. The state lost a House seat during the reapportionment process, and two House Republicans, Alex Mooney and David McKinley, are running for the same seat. Trump has endorsed Mooney, a former Maryland state lawmaker who moved to West Virginia in 2014 and has been a staunch ally of Trump in Congress. McKinley has the support of West Virginia's Republican Governor Jim Justice and is running on his support of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The primary is Tuesday. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
1 week later, primary contests will be held in Pennsylvania. The former president is supporting Dr. Mehmet Oz for U.S. Senate. He's up against David McCormick.
He's got a whole set of positions from 20 years in the media on his show where he is anti-gun, he's pro-abortion, he's pro-transgender transitions for kids, he's pro-Obama, and he's anti-fracking.
McCormick is backed by Mike Pompeo, who served as Secretary of State under President Trump. No signs of foul play in the Bahamas, where three American tourists have died. The victims, two men and a woman, a second female was airlifted out of the Sandals Resort.
A lady was seen at the clinic and subsequently flown into New Providence. She is at the Princess Margaret Hospital receiving care.
Dr. Michael Darville is the Bahamas health minister. He spoke to Eyewitness News Bahamas. Toxicology and blood tests are being performed. The odds were against him, but Rich Strike pulled out a win at the Kentucky Derby. Epicenter came in second, followed by Zandon. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.